Chapter 1. This evening wasn't going to end well. Steph knew it the moment Marissa, the comic opening for her, pulled the microphone out of the stand and accidentally whacked herself in the nose. The rest of her set didn't go any better. The local country bar didn't have a green room where comedians could wait before going up on stage. So Steph sat at the bar and had a front row seat to the disaster that was her opening act. Marissa clamped both hands around the mic, as if about to recite a poem.
Has anyone here done a juice cleanse lately?
Steph stifled a groan. A juice cleanse? Really? That was the material she had chosen for rural Idaho? The people in the audience looked at Marissa as if she'd asked if anyone owned a pet dinosaur. Marissa didn't seem to notice and prattled on.
All my friends swear by them. They say it gives them bright skin and a flat belly. But all I got was one hell of a headache when I woke up. How was I supposed to know that mimosas don't count?
That got her a sympathy chuckle from a woman in the front row. Two of the men in the back got up and returned to the pool tables, and the noise level in the bar rose as people went back to their conversations. Not even the skin-tight top Marissa wore could keep the audience's attention, despite its plunging neckline. Sweat gleamed on Marissa's brow, and she started to speak faster, rushing through her set and making things worse.
Wonderful.
Steph didn't look forward to going up after her. She'd been happy when she found out her opener would be a fellow female comic. Stand-up comedy was still such a male-dominated field that Steph was often the only woman and the only queer person in the lineup. But now that Marissa was bombing, Steph would have to work harder to show them that women could be funny. Male comedians never had to deal with that. No one judged them by another guy's failure. It wasn't fair, and it made Steph even more determined to prove herself.
Can I get you a drink? Or anything else?
The bartender asked behind her. Steph turned and regarded the pretty redhead. Was it just her imagination, or had there been a flirty undertone?
You kinda look like you could use one, the bartender added with a subtle wink.
Yep, definitely flirting.
God knew Steph could have used a drink to make it through Marissa's routine, and flirting was her favorite pastime. At the start of her career, she would have said yes to the drink and to the implied offer, but her nearly 10 years in comedy had taught her a lot. Now she never drank before her set because it slowed her down, and she had learned the hard way to not hook up with employees at the venues where she performed. Too bad. The redhead was cute. Steph sent her an appreciative grin.
Thanks. I'm good. Depending on how this goes.
She gestured toward the stage.
I might have to hightail it out of here right after my set.
Nah, I doubt it. I remember you from last year. You're good.
Now she, the bartender nodded toward Marissa, is a whole nother ballgame.
They both paused and watched Marissa for a few seconds.
And then he nudged aside my selfie stick and said,
Marissa took a nervous pace forward and stepped onto the mic cord, pulling it out. Her voice cut out in the middle of the punchline, which might have been a blessing in disguise, because their small town audience wasn't into Marissa's big city humor.
Come on, read the crowd.
Marissa managed to plug the microphone back in and struggled through the rest of her set. Steph wasn't sure who was more relieved when it was finally over, Marissa or the audience. With a mumbled,
"This joke normally goes so much better,"
she fled from the stage. The bar owner took the mic and stared after her.
Thank you. That was interesting. Give it up for Marissa Jones, everyone.
The crowd clapped without much enthusiasm.
Are you ready for your headliner?
The bar owner asked with fake cheer.
Please give a warm welcome to Tiffany Renshaw.
Steph groaned. He had gotten her name wrong the second year in a row.